From NPR News in New York, this is the Bryant Park Project.
Overlooking historic Bryant Park in Midtown Manhattan, live from NPR Studios, this is the Bryant Park Project from NPR News. News, information, Jupiter ascending or descending, or in either case, I'm sure we could get a doctor to lance it. I'm Mike Pesca.
And I'm Rachel Martin. It's Tuesday, May 20th, 2008. Mike, do you believe in astrology?
I believe that it exists, but that it has zero scientific. No, zero authenticity.
So you don't look at your... Even for fun, you don't read your horoscope?
I don't consider lies fun.
I know that's not true.
I don't consider false hope fun. And the worst thing that astrology does is it distracts the public's attention from the very real possibility of pig entrails as a means of predicting the future. And I think that's where science should be devoting its resources.
Okay, fine. You can make up your own mind. There are a whole lot of astrology types meeting in Colorado, in Denver. There's a huge convention going on, and they're talking about everything from spiritual to political stuff. They think they can predict who's going to be not only the Democratic nominee for president, but who's going to take the White House in the general election.
Yes.
And apparently it's all Pluto's fault. So we're going to find out why.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Also on the big show this hour, judges in Texas are deciding the fate of more than 400 children taken from a polygamist compound. We'll talk with one of the children's lawyers.
All that plus the cable news wars really get personal. And it's New Music Tuesday, of course. Andy Langer with Esquire Magazine is here with reviews. Scarlett Johansson, that's what I want to talk about. I didn't know she could sing.
Scarlett sings.
She does, kind of. We'll get the day's news headlines in just a minute. But first.
The Astro waits. The pitch. Swing and a miss. No hitter. John Lester has no hit the Kansas City Royals. He's being picked off the ground by Jason Veritek and mobbed by his teammates. John Lester with a no-hitter as the Red Sox beat Kansas City 7-0.
That's Joe Castiglione on Boston's WRKO last night after John Lester threw the 18th no-hitter in the 107-year history of the Boston Red Sox. Here's Lester after the game.
It's something that I'll remember forever. You know, a lot of excitement. I had more adrenaline going in the ninth inning than I did in the first inning, which, you know, I guess is normal for that situation.
It was an especially emotional event for the 24-year-old pitcher who was diagnosed with non-Hodgkin's lymphoma in 2006. After spending the better part of a year in treatment, Lester returned to the team late last season, and he pitched the game that won the Sox the World Series. Now he has another special win in his very young career.
After the game, Red Sox manager Terry Francona said he was filled with pride.
To watch him do that tonight was beyond words. I mean, what a story. To see him do that was, feel like a proud parent. I know we have no right to say that, but probably how we feel.
Well, Francona has at least some right to say that. Lester says Francona is more than just a coach to him.
Through everything I've been through, he's been like a second dad to me. Just being able to talk to him, not as a manager, but, you know, as a friend. And, you know, he cares a lot about his players, and he doesn't, it's not just about what you can do on the field. It's what type of person you are, and he cares a lot about that.
More sports news to report. Basketball. The Spurs beat the Hornets last night in Game 7 of their NBA playoff series. They advance to the Western Conference Finals, where they'll take on Kobe Bryant and the Lakers starting tomorrow night. The Eastern Conference Finals are between Detroit and Boston. They begin tonight.
And in hockey, the Detroit Red Wings put away the Dallas Stars to advance to the Stanley Cup Finals. They'll take on the upstart Pittsburgh Penguins beginning on Saturday.
Oh, those upstarts. Yeah. So with all the sports action, a lot of money must have changed hands in Las Vegas. One guy reportedly keeping his hands clean, retired basketball star Charles Barkley. He says he's giving up gambling, although maybe not soon enough for his creditors. The district attorney of Clark County, Nevada, says the former NBA star could face jail time if he doesn't settle his $400,000 gambling debt.
Yikes.
Yeah, Barkley says he's already paid up. And Barkley does point out that to him, $400,000 is like $400 to a poorer guy, to which we say, it's still $400,000.
Oh, Charles. You can go to NPR.org throughout the day for updates on this story. Now let's get some more of the day's news headlines with the BPP's Mark Garrison.